Reformation Sunday. It's a time when many Protestants celebrate what has been called the Protestant Reformation. The Protestant Reformation basically began back in the 16th century and was essentially a back to the Bible movement. It was basically trying to get the church back to the Bible. It had fallen pretty much into the hands of Catholicism, and Catholicism was anything but biblical. And so there were many people that started rising up in different times and different places and were trying to read the scriptures, understand what the scriptures said, and apply them to their lives and to their faith. There was a call to purify the church, as well as a stress on the Bible being the final authority for faith and practice. Historians often start the time of the Protestant Reformation with Martin Luther and his publication of the 95 Theses. That's what it was called. And there was a church door at a place called Wittenberg that he took these theses and he nailed them to the door. And basically, it was an attempt to engage in dialogue with Roman Catholic authorities. He himself was a Roman Catholic monk, but he wanted to dialogue with his superiors about certain issues that had risen up within the church, which he felt needed to be addressed. One of those issues was something called indulgences. Anyone ever heard of an indulgence, okay? An indulgence is a way to get out of purgatory quicker. So what you would do is you would give money to the church, and the priest supposedly could claim that you just knocked 50 years or 100 years off your relative's time in purgatory. Purgatory was a place that you went when you died as a Catholic. Most people go there, and they basically have their sins burned off until there came a time when it was appropriate for them to enter the kingdom of heaven. So there was actually an expression that was used during that time, and it said, as the coin in the coffer rings, another soul from purgatory will spring. So what they did, there was a guy named Tetzel, who apparently was a monk, some kind of priest, and he would go around and he would try to get people to give money. He said, you give me money, Uncle Harvey can get out of purgatory a little bit easier. And these people, they believe this stuff because that's, you know, they were peasants and, you know, they weren't educated and they just accepted whatever the church said. So Martin Luther wanted to challenge some of these issues. He also wanted to challenge the inordinate authority and power of the Pope.